Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Guest decoded.
Guest decoded.
On 959 Breakfast.
If you know you're a diva, you don't regret that.
Okay, this is my name is with Busiswa. By DJ Zinhle. What you don't know is that my name is was the title that Naves came up with. So DJ Naves is the person who came up with the name for the song because it was going to be called Zinhle. He said, yeah. No, that's too much.
My name is.
Yeah.
And that's how she welcomes herself.
Yeah, because I have a script. I have a script to do because I don't have enough jobs according to Dino and Saul. So, good morning. This is 959's guest decoded, exclusive to 959 Breakfast. My name is DJ Zinhle. I'm starting my day on 959 with Dino and Saul. Just some po. And we are together until 9 a.m.
No bad.
I'm going home.
Good morning. Welcome.
Morning.
Hey.
What time do you guys wake up to be here? This is crazy.
My alarm goes off at 4:30 in the morning.
4:30.
Quarter to four.
Crazy. Yeah.
So
crazy.
I was the latest to wake up still.
But you still made it early.
You're very crazy. Early.
You still made it early. Decoding the one, the only DJ Zinhle in studio with her. African pioneering DJ who's held Africa's number one DJ for more than 3 years in a row now. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yes, love that. Love that. You are a businesswoman through and through. And I think for me, that's what you are.
Thank you.
100%. Because you have taken your DJing and you've been able to monetize it and turn it into a business.
Mm-hmm.
And from that, you've been able to birth other businesses. Era by DJ Zinhle, which is your fashion accessories, your wrist candy and so forth accessories. Now you've expanded into other accessories like shades and the bags and so forth and so forth. And now we've got Hair Majesty by DJ Zinhle. You're doing the hair thing, and I have a feeling we're going to see a hell of a lot more from you.
Yeah.
CEO at Boulevard. I mean, you are a business.
Mm.
This is not a joke.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not a joke. I've just been able to use my influence to go into business. It's something that I really have loved for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, let me try. Like, it's literally what you said. Like, if you can just start the first 10 seconds of whatever, it literally is about just starting. So, I mean, it's not like I know everything about business, but every day is an opportunity to learn for me. And that's exactly what I do.
100%.
But will music always be your first love, or do you feel like it's more business?
Oh, no, for sure. Music is my first love. Like, all the other things I do, but I'm a DJ. Like, I do business. I do all the other things, but I'm a DJ. At the core of who I am, I'm a DJ.
And I've noticed you haven't, because a lot of people, because I was into that DJs, Banban used to be a thing back then.
Yeah.
And you haven't changed it, because a lot of the guys have tried rebranding and just call themselves maybe.
I know. I mean, Oskido's done that. Murder's done that.
Fresh.
They don't want, they don't want Euphonic, the DJ everyone. Tag. But let me tell you, I think being a DJ is cool. If you must know I'm a DJ,
so cool.
You're going to know I'm a DJ. Like, I'm a DJ. What?
You're not trying to hide that.
What?
So, in everything you do, one thing I love about your brand is that you're always accommodating of others. Either through your music, you've always made room, you know, for new acts and collaborations. You don't hold back, you don't close doors, you leave a door open behind you when you enter into spaces. We're going to chat about this later when we do talk about new music, because I do know that through your husband we found out that you've got new music coming up. I think you're dropping on Friday.
Tomorrow.
Why is that important for you to keep leaving the door open?
I'm
gonna leave the door open.
I think it's something that I learned from Mosquito. I think Oscar just felt that it was important for all of us, whoever's worked with him, to understand that we have to send the lift down for others to come up again. So
I like that.
and something that comes from Mosquito. That's why it's important. And it's something that I, like, grew up with in music. So I just understand that that's what you're supposed to do when you're in music.
And who are some of the people that you're most proud of? Not to say, Abani, you're not proud of.
I don't like taking girls to DJ. Yeah, but I don't like taking credit for people's success.
You had a hand in it.
No,
it's not taking credit.
No.
It's saying I had a hand in that. But at the end of the day, they had to do it themselves.
Oh, I had a hand in the female DJ industry in this
100%.
Country.
100%.
They're all your kids. Waffles, they're your kids.
And I love them all.
100%.
Wow.
No, 100%. I mean, you know, you've made a lot of things look so effortless that it's been inspirational over the years to say, well, you know what? If I have dreams for myself and if I'm in the same industry as this young lady here, one should take inspiration to be consistent and keep showing up for one's dreams. And I think that's
right.
The one thing I've
Thank
taken
you.
Away from you. You've got this resilient consistency.
And that is what it is. You need the consistency in order to learn. You need to keep trying. You fail, you try something else. Mm-hmm. It's just the consistency that you need.
Guest Decoded.
Guest Decoded.
On 959 Breakfast.
This is DJ Zinhle. It's Colors featuring Tamara Day. I mean, I'm talking to you off air about your body of work, right? I mean, you've been a DJ for how many years now?
16.
16 years. So, when did you release your first single?
It was 2009.
Pepe. Pepe, ne?
Yeah.
So you've been now doing music.
That was my first and only album.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You've got a body of work for how many years now?
For about, what, 2009 is how many years, so?
How many years?
13?
Yes,
13. Yeah. You're a big girl.
I'm a very big girl.
You're a very big girl. No,
work-wise,
work-wise, you are a very, very
Thank
big
you.
Girl. It makes sense why you have, you know, the titles that you have and, you know, the respect that you have, you understand, from industry. And when I talk about industry, I'm not limiting it to the South African industry. I mean, yourself and, what's her name, the Nigerian lady, Longim Tandayo.
DJ or...
No, not DJ, musician.
Tiwa Savage.
I know yourself and Tiwa Savage have a very, very big respect for each other.
Yeah, yeah, I love Tiwa. I mean, we were pregnant at the same time the first time, and we had challenges that we were...
At the same time.
Yeah, and then we were like... Yeah. She would come to South Africa and say, listen, I need to see you. Like, I'm going through the most.
Yeah.
And we've been trying to get into studio together, but we just haven't had the time. And also, I respect timing when it comes to music.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think music comes from, like, my own decision. It comes from God thinks it's the right time, and this is the message, and you need to do it. And that I've always respected that. So I feel like even when we need to do music together, me and Till will find the time, the right time. God will give us the right time.
God will give you the right time.
Yeah.
I like that. Hey, listen, kiddios, we're hanging out with one of your favorite human beings in the country right now, actually on the African continent, DJ Zinhle, the number one female DJ. But I mean, gender aside, you kick butt.
Yeah, thank you.
You kick butt. We're decoding DJ Zinhle. Speaking of the age of Bohora Cafe, and then what are your fondest memories in the early stages of your DJ career?
Wow, I've evolved so much.
In front of Pamela.
Right?
Yeah.
I definitely loved the Deep House era so much.
What was it about the Deep House era?
I don't know what it was. I think maybe it was the vinyl, even. It was just like the swag of it. It was the musicality of it. It was the, I started playing on vinyl. So that for me, like, I still have vinyl at home and I still, like, play the music. But also, like, my brother, Zach, was the one who introduced me to Deep House. So, I think that bond just, like, comes from, like, Deep House reminds me of that bond that I have with my brother. Because we grew up together, but we were never as close. Mm. But Deep House was what made sure we were super close.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Take me through your decision and rationale when it comes to social media.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have you in studio and not touch on the social media aspect of things.
Yeah.
Especially as a mom who runs an account for your child. I mean, there's genius in that, right? And that she's already being trained to become an entrepreneur, making money at a young age and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Will you then hand it over to her at a certain age? Are you also opening one for your second child, Asante? How are you navigating cybersecurity and teaching them about cybersecurity? Because you are half the time also on the brunt, on the burning end of social media.
So Glammy is the one who's responsible, 100% responsible for Cairo's...
Glammy is her grandmother.
Her grandmother, yeah. For Cairo's accounts. So I don't necessarily, like, do a lot with her. Glammy has great plans for the child, and we support her. And so we just let her run that account.
Yeah.
But Cairo doesn't even know she has an Instagram account. She doesn't know what it means. But she knows that she'll engage with the phone whenever there's work.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll ask questions at times. But she knows very low about what's happening on social media. We actually, I tried to open an account for Asante. Mm-hmm. But I don't even have the time. Glammy is great with Cairo's account. If you look at Asante's account, it's actually not amazing. But Cairo's account is amazing because Glammy is on it.
She's on it. She enjoys that space.
She really does enjoy it. I think, like, she's always wanted a granddaughter, so this is amazing for her. But social media is a very weird space for me, man. Because also I come from an era of, like, Besuku Facebook, guys.
Yes.
When did we get here? Like, Besuku Shua, she only on Sundays. Now, when did we get to just, like, every day?
Every day is a Shua Shui
day. Every day. But, I mean,
crazy.
Social media is social media. It's the new age media, and we have to respect the role that it plays in our lives, in my businesses especially. Mm-hmm. Like, I respect what it does for me. So, I mean, everything comes with whatever.
Yeah. We're going to chat more about social media, and, you know, I always laugh, and I'm like, every time somebody is trending for being vilified, I always take from Levza the villain, and I'm like, yeah, it's Zinta the villain now. We just borrow the stadium. Okay, it's this one the villain. We're going to speak about Zinta the villain on social media, particularly where your husband's career is concerned, where your friendships are concerned, and everything else that they just come at you for, and how you respond to such accusations, allegations on social media.
Sanmanani, DJ Zinta here, and I'm on 959 Breakfast with Dinero. And so, on the streets, on the air.
We are definitely indeed decoding DJ Zinta today on the street, on the air, 25 after 7. Don't forget, we have a poll on Twitter, hashtag 959 polling station, at Kaya on 959. How much is an average haircut in South Africa? We are running a poll at Kaya 959 under the hashtag 959 polling station, as mentioned. A, here are your options for answers. Under 100 Rand. B, over 100 Rand. C, about 500 Rand. D, I shave my own hair. And Sol's going to share the results with you a little bit later, but here's a thought process around this poll.
Idino and Sol, to be honest with you, spending on the hair, I've got 5 girls, my wife and also myself. You do the math. Yeah, we spend so much in the salons and also do the haircuts, and I've got a son as well, so we do the haircuts with him and the girls and the mom. So yeah, total of 7 people doing it every month.
Now imagine if the mom is a pixie cut lady. That thing keeps that hairstyle. Yama pixies for a woman, man. It'll keep you in the salon. You know the one that I had before I put the wigs on.
Fair enough.
The one with
I
the
see
fringe
it.
That you say you like. Yeah, yeah. It'll keep you in the salon like 3 times a week sometimes. It's wild.
It's crazy.
I think Meleba Kunde, Jebba by Femela Kunde.
Yo,
26 minutes after 7. Zinta, we're talking about social media. Obviously, we're running a poll on social media, but then that brings me to the thought processes around how you get vilified all the time on social media. So, we spoke to your husband. And I think it's a beautiful thing, you know, to be loved and to be disrespected at the same time, because I'm not saying disrespect is beautiful, but It almost gives us a measure of your relevance, that people are so fixated on your life that they'll just pick at anything. So you've been accused of being the cause of the breakup of Black Motion, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Your friendship with Pearl Tusi has been under scrutiny and so forth. Almost Her Majesty has been under scrutiny and so forth. There's always something that they're picking at you for.
Mm-hmm.
We ring leader when again. We ring leader. Yonkin Bonjade must be a DJ's in the party, you know.
Yeah.
How do you respond to all of these?
I think over the years I've just had to learn to remove myself from things that don't necessarily need me. I understand that that level of influence comes with these things, but also there's also a level that I just had to remove myself from, of just not allowing yourself to be a victim, because sometimes victimizing yourself comes from, like, I don't want to. It's a thing of, it's attention seeking for me, and I don't like that attention seeking thing of just like, oh guys,
poor me,
and I've seen it sometimes. Oh guys, like, It's, and some people want to be victimized because they want attention.
100%.
And I just had to separate that. And I just also understand that with my influence, my voice has an influence like on the youth, on people that are watching. Whether subconsciously or consciously, like I have that influence, so now I have the responsibility to respond or to handle things in the right way. And also, with just being vilified, it came to a point where I actually had to start praying about it, because I'm doing a lot of things that are bigger than myself, that are bigger than DJ Zinhle. With Her Majesty, with Era by DJ Zinhle, with DJ Zinhle itself as a brand, with Era by DJ Zinhle, I'm responsible to families, like there's jobs on the line. Like, so the way I respond no longer just affects me, it affects everyone that works within these brands.
100%.
Because now it's a job creation and a responsibility thing from my side. But just on a personal level, like, I'm human, you know. I'm human and I have family that I'm responsible for, and I have a mother who's recently discovered YouTube, and she's just sitting there all the time just saying, so what are they saying now? What is it? Like, mom, that is from like 100 years ago. Okay, mom, that is like from 60 years ago. But I think that's the tough part for me, to just like sensitize my family to it so that it doesn't hurt them, because I know how to maneuver it.
Now, Zinhle, there was a time, yes, there was a time in the Keenan era, and we saw the mess, without detailing it, right? For those of you who are not familiar with Keenan, the name Keenan, a.k.a., that's who we're speaking about, Cairo's dad, there was a tweet that you posted, I don't know, it was when, it was just messy with his interactions with other females and so forth, right? And yourself being in the mix there. And I think you tweeted, please don't pour DJ Zinhle me along those lines, not verbatim. Because I'm not here seeking your pity. And I'm not poor.
No, I'm not.
Yeah. Where does that sort of kahunas to respond in that way? Like, please. I know you just elaborated on the pity party thing, but...
Yeah, I think the light for me came on when I realized that I'm going through what everyone goes through. Like, it's a normal thing. Whatever experiences I'm going through on a daily basis, everyone goes through that. Like, like, it's not unique to me. Like, whatever I'm going through right now, there's probably 100,000 other people going through the same thing. The only difference is that it's happening publicly. And that's the only thing that I need to just, like, make sense of. So and also, it doesn't mean that now I'm like suffering. Like, it was a tough time in my life, but it doesn't mean that now I need your pity. And I feel like people rejoice in, like, when you're and not taking away from the support, but people just sometimes rejoice in just like, oh my god, you're suffering right now, so we're gonna be with you. But then the minute a sign of greatness shows up, then it would be the same people that say, no,
no,
you're doing too much now. So it's for, like, not to coin it like that, but like, we support the underdog, but then when the underdog takes
no
the support
underdog
to make themselves great, then we're like,
people don't want it.
No, it's too
I suppose
it's confusing.
It's weird,
yeah.
Eh? It's very weird.
Yeah.
We're decoding her, we're hanging out with her. So let's come back to you, madam. Let's talk about, I know I just saw recently that, you know, you had a one-on-one conversation with Pearl Toosey on your reality show. How did that conversation go down?
When? The one about...
I'm not too sure. I saw a headline somewhere that you were talking
that
about.
That was old. That was on my first season of the show.
How's your guys' friendship right now?
It's good. We have a sisterhood. And like any other sisterhood, there are seasons, man.
Yeah, of course.
But we love each other dearly. We speak often. But like I said, we just have a sisterhood.
That's good.
Like any other sisterhood.
That's good.
Do you ever get a feeling like, and I'm not talking about Pearl, but other people when they try to become your friends and they within the same industry, it's a fake friendship or bazama just to have a friendship so that it's almost like a business deal. You know what I mean? Because I find it always awkward when someone within the same industry tries to be my friend, but we really don't have much in common. It feels...
Where would you even find me? I just feel like I'm not even out that much. So I'm not in the industry as much as I think I would be like on a normal.
Yeah,
you know,
and
also I value my audience. Like I value giving people my audience. So if I'm in a space, I know when it's time to go. So I don't hang out with a lot of people, and I don't speak to a lot of people in the industry. And the people that I speak to are people that are my people. Like it's my people, and I feel like God does curate the right people. Like when. You know, like we, like our, like for example, it's weird. So Mizzy, a week won't end without us speaking, but we're not best friends. You know what I mean? But we just know when we need each other. Or it's same thing with Danelle. Danelle will call me and just go on for an hour without me like getting a chance to say anything, and then she's like, "Okay, I'm done. I'm out."
That's
so
Danelle.
I just feel like, yeah, that's Danelle. Oh, yeah. So I feel like I've really been lucky to just get the right people. Like I attract the right people. Yeah,
100%. 100%. You have a song that's dropping.
Yeah.
Midnight today.
Yeah.
Midnight. Let's talk about that. What is it called?
It's called Ngisimamise.
Ngisimamise.
Yes. Which
what
means
that mean?
Lift me up.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you not
you
know
do
that him?
To me every end of the year.
Don't,
why?
Don't call
do you
me up, but I don't have an hour this weekend.
No, I'm not. Oh, gosh, you do this to me all the damn time. Every end of the
don't
year,
you
there's
know,
a song.
The popular hymn goes Ngisimamise.
No, I don't know what
Ngisimamise in the weni eli. So it's a variation of that song.
I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to hear it. Who's the vocalist on it?
So the vocalist on the song is Cindy Nkosazane.
Yeah.
She did that song.
Oh, that was a big song.
I nearly dropped my cup. I know, I've been acting calm.
And you know, I'm going to like literally hound
She's
you
amazing.
Every time for this
She's
one.
She's so amazing.
Yeah, yeah, that's going to be another banger.
And
one.
I've got Mazel on the song.
Yeah.
Mazel and I did Umlilo together.
Yeah.
And we never thought we'd work together again.
Yeah.
But the moment, again, like I said, God curates this moment.
Yeah.
He sent me a screen grab from someone saying, Mazel and DJ Zinta owe us another collabo. And then he said, come on, let's do something.
Yeah.
And it just made sense. It was also a moment that I wanted to curate. And then we just came at the right time and it just made sense.
But I've got somebody on the line for you. Good morning. Who's this?
Hello.
Ngosazana.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
Hey.
Let me tell you a funny story. We've never met.
You've never met?
Never met.
Brilliant. This is insane. Wow. This should have been a video call. This should have been like a Skype call or something.
She should have been here.
Oh, she should have been here. Ngosazana, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, Unjan.
Ah, ngiyaphila, ngiyaphila. So tell me, how was the processes of working with a person that you've never met and a person who's like insanely phenomenal? Obviously, equally yourself being phenomenal as well.
You know, it has always actually been in my mind that one day I'll work with so and so and so.
Yeah.
So to me, it was like, no, God can't be answering me this way.
Yeah.
It was like I'm dreaming. Like, oh, so it's happening.
Uh-huh.
So it was just so great. It was just so great. Actually, I think even the song itself, it suited everyone. So I think it was God's plan, and I really, really enjoyed the process. And
Uzivanjani Ngoma, do you think it's going to be another one of those ones that like just take us by storm and make us cry? And because Umlilo was that song also for me. Yeah.
My heart is vibrating at this moment.
Sure.
I'm feeling because also I pour my heart in this song. When I say Ngisimamise, I mean it. Like, so I think even people will hear the message and feel the spirit that is within the person who is singing it.
Beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Yes. That is Nkosazana on the song Simamise. I've got Mazel as well
running in suffering. Mazel, you're dying.
Is this Mazel?
Hey, Mazel is in the studio.
He's dying. Mazel. He literally just jumped in. Literally, Mazel. I'm just about to greet Mazel on the phone. He just literally hung up and ran into the studio. This is crazy,
right? Oh.
This is insane, Mazel.
Really
he really wanted to be here.
Don't worry.
You know what
You've
happened?
Got nothing
I
to apologize about.
You're on time, bro.
Yeah.
And then he took me to Gold Reef City.
Oh, wait.
That's when I saw, no, it's... K-A-Y-A.
Ah, there we go. There we go. Yeah, yeah. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. And
well, you made it.
How yeah, just in time. Hey?
Just in time. We're having this conversation about this new music that's dropping from DJ Zinhle. You're working with her. Why her? When she was like knocking on the door, how did this happen actually?
No, it was actually from 1 to 2 Zoe connected. Yeah. Like when I did my first song there, she was like, yo, your beats are magical.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure after you guys sometimes.
There's no pressure. Just speak as you are. You've come as you are. We are simple people here.
I was running. So
let me do you this favor.
Yeah.
Okay, we're just gonna take a break, especially for you, so you can cook your moya. So you can tell us the story quite nicely.
Molweni, DJ Zinhle here. DJ Zinhle here, your 959 guest decoded. Only on 959 Breakfast with Dineo and Sol.
We're back with Muzzle. Muzzle, you were telling us about this project that you're on with DJ Zinhle. I mean, she's a firehouse, this one, hey?
Oh, yes. Saying from 1s and 2s. I spoke to her. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hey, I saw that you and I connected through 1s and 2s. Can we work on something? And then I sent her the beat of Umlilo.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we connected via Umlilo, and then we got Rita
Umlilo
on
it. Did things to me, hey?
She's... She will tell you. And I sat with that beat for like 6 months.
Yeah.
Couldn't find the right vocalist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When Umlilo dropped, I was losing my mind. I harassed her I don't know how many times because of that song. Yeah, yeah. Please go ahead.
So, and then after that, years went by. COVID came in, then we struggled a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But then now, when I came back, I did the song with the singing was
Azan.
Then I felt like, no, this song needs DJ Zinhle in it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We can't have like a gospel-like song and then it just be alone.
Mm.
So let me just contact her and see what happens.
Mm.
Then I spoke to her, I think it was around 11 at night.
Mm.
And I sent her a message. I'm like, Zinhle,
this
here's
is
something,
happening.
Let's push this.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, in the morning, she was like, hey, when I... Let's do this thing, right?
I'm coming to your house right now. We need to work on this song.
What is it about the gospel thing that you said it definitely needs Zinhle or it connects with her?
Yeah.
Because I feel like she's more spiritual.
100%.
The way she believes in people is like she's gifted. She's God's gift to us.
Mm. Wow, man. Yeah.
It's beautiful because it is true, though.
Thank you.
Yeah,
it is true.
Yeah,
it is
no.
True.
I mean,
the kind of support you get, you give.
Thank
the kind
you.
Of love you get, you give.
Yeah.
Mm.
Guest decoded.
Guest decoded.
On 959 Breakfast.
DJ Zinhle and Muzzle Gisimamise featuring Cindy Nkosazana. I'm going to take a while to get used to that one. Gisimamise. It's beautiful. It's like easy listening.
You have
it's
to sing
formula.
It to learn the word.
Yeah.
When you sing the lyrics, you'll know how to say the word.
It's that formula. So Muzzle hails from Limpopo and born of a musical father. So you worked on events, sir, like Major League Gardens. He's produced hits like Umlilo by DJ Zinhle and Amandla by Black Motion. He's absolutely great. And Nkosazana started music performing with her family band led by her dad and has worked on productions like Lion King and Umoja while working with artists like Dorothy Masuku as well as Botandiswa Mazwai. Absolutely incredible. Listen, we're in the festivities of music right now. It's time for Sing It Back. So do call us. It is 12 minutes after 8 o'clock in the morning. Give us a ring. You know the drill. You know the number 086-000-00-959. So Z, the other day you were celebrating a decade of your successful era, that baby of yours that we all do love.
And you were there.
I was there. What was the idea when you started Era, and has it achieved what you dreamt it would?
I think we are on the way. The idea was to create a brand that empowers women. You know, our payoff line is it's our time.
Mm.
So I feel like in the last few decades, the role of the women has changed so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just also so excited to just have found that out for myself and just was able to get into the DJing thing as a female. And also, I just love that it's normal now. You don't need to just announce that it's a female DJ. It's a DJ now.
It's a DJ
now. So the role of women is changing so much. So with ERA, we wanted to highlight that, that the role of women is changing with the tagline, it's our time. Like, it's our time to do our best.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely.
You know, from the outside looking in, your success is incredible. But as we all know, entrepreneurship is ups and downs. What would you say were your business flops or horrible decisions?
Not enough research can really strain your business.
Due diligence.
Yeah, you need to. And the thing is also, I come from just figuring things out. So you learn as you go. I'm sure a lot of financial issues, financial mistakes. But also investing in the wrong people.
Ooh, like investing, break that down.
Yeah. Because also when you invest in people, you're also investing your energy, your time. And when you invest in people, especially for us who are in developing businesses, I hate calling it small businesses, in developing businesses. We are so close to who we work with because it's a small space. So sometimes even when people are not performing the way they're supposed to, just to uphold the vision, we want to keep holding on to them. So now I'm at a phase where I'm actually okay with letting go of people that are not worth the investment.
I like that. You know what? Because I read from Richard Branson, I think it was Richard Branson, if I'm not mistaken, fire faster than you hire.
Hectic.
Very hectic.
And another
thing, you have to find it.
Yeah, you have to.
Hey, Elon Musk, is that you?
Right.
Another thing that I've also realized is, I mean, we do our best to create jobs, but I found that also sometimes the youth is not just unemployed. They're sometimes unemployable. Like people don't understand the value of making yourself employable.
Yeah.
Ooh. Like you have to make yourself employable. And sometimes we need to move away from just not being employed to just like, am I actually employable? Like, am I putting in the effort?
Am I worthy of
the responsibility? Yeah, am I making myself worthy of the responsibility? Yeah.
100%. It is a Thursday edition Decoding DJ Zintle. Love that. Love the horns.
Yeah.
What an amazing morning with you. You're very chilled.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very chilled. Very focused queen you are. I like
Capricorn energy. Capricorn energy.
It is Capricorn energy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I find that Capricorn males and females are very, very different. She's got more male Capricorn energy than your typical female Capricorn.
What does that mean?
Clarify.
This is true. I'm not even lying. Zintle's got more male Capricorn character traits than your typical female. Your typical Capricorn female is extremely needy, very, very excitable. Yes, very talkative. They're literally... Capricorn females are literally so similar to Sagittarian females.
Give me an example.
Yeah.
All my Capricorn female friends except for you. I swear, insanely, but very, very focused.
Very focused.
Extremely focused. Yeah.
Oh. There's Capricorn before Christmas and there's Capricorn after Christmas.
It's a big difference. The closer you are to Sag, to Sag,
yes,
that's the difference.
Yeah.
Oh, my Capricorn is far from Sag.
Is it far?
January Capricorn.
Is it? Yeah, I'm December Capricorn.
You're December
December 30.
Yeah.
There you go.
After Christmas.
Yeah, post Christmas.
Jan. Stan. Leaders.
Also, Black Les, baby daddy, Capricorn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His father, my daughter's grandfather, Capricorn.
I don't know a lot of Capricorns, funny enough.
Is it?
Mm-mm. I don't know. I don't have a lot of Capricorns in my life. Just the only one.
But they're there. The Aliyahs, the Shadays, you name them.
Babe, I'm a Jay-Z, Sagittarius, through and through. Jigga my nigga, about to make that money, baby. Yeah, I mean.
So you had to hijack that.
Right?
Same WhatsApp crew.
We've got a few more voice notes, I think, Z, for you. No, not yet. Where are they? I want to play them for you. Oh my gosh, Z, people love you.
Let me tell you, while you're looking at listening to voice notes, that's my favorite part of radio, listening to people's voice notes.
It's cute, no?
It's the best part of radio for me. Like, I love those people. Like,
it's cute.
Like, it's my favorite thing.
Well, I'm glad you love them, because here they are.
Ay, 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 kihiti. Kihiti, my daughter, kihiti.
Fire!
Yeah, boy.
Hey, they're loving the song, eh?
It's a hit. thank you for allowing us to decode you.
Thank you so much. Yeah. I've been thinking about when I would come here, but God's timing is everything.
Yeah, so you gave it a thought.
No, I mean, everyone's supposed to come here.
Yeah.
It's a thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for waking up.
The culture thing. For the culture.
Come on, for the culture.
So you're off to the office now?
I'm off to the office, and then I'm going to go to Mall of Africa, and then Benoni, and then I've got two shows tonight.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Well, enjoy those shows. Do you want to tell us about them? Are they private
fashion
shows?
Fashion Week.
Yeah, Fashion Week.
I can't remember the other one. Okay, I just show up sometimes.
Okay, fantastic. Fantastic. She's going to be showing up wherever she's showing up, and if you're there, have a good time. Live light, laugh long. Love the ones you're with. Serve and sanitize those that you love. At your best. At your best. Don't ever not believe in yourself. You have to believe in yourself. Give yourself a chance. Just that. Awe.
959 Breakfast with Dineo and Saul.
Yeah, so we're talking about social media. There's always something that they're picking at you for. How do you respond to all of these?
Over the years, I've just had to learn to remove myself from things that don't necessarily need me. My voice has an influence on the youth, on people that are watching. Now I have the responsibility to respond or to handle things in the right way.
A lot of people, because I was into a DJ Spanban, used to be a thing back then.
Yeah.
You haven't changed it.
I think being a DJ is cool. If you must know my DJ,
so cool.
You're going to know I'm a DJ.
Like, I'm not trying to hide.
What?
Yeah. This is DJ Isn't Day. DJ Isn't Day here, and I've officially been decoded.
959 Breakfast with Dineo and Saul. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.